A word for you from Mark chapter 1, verse 25. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." Jesus has no time for demonic knowledge. Even though what the demon said was true, it was not what Jesus wanted, and all he had, the only time he had for this demon was to say, "Shut up, get out." And so, if you remember the story, in case you haven't listened to the previous ones, Jesus was in the temple. Remember, it was soon after his victory in the wilderness over Lucifer, who tried to tempt him, even with the scriptures, but Jesus was conqueror. Jesus also stood up in the temple and announced why he had come, using Isaiah chapter 9, to deliver people from their prison and to set people free and to give light to those who sat in darkness. And now here's an example with one man. He doesn't work here with the masses. Instead, he's working with one single man who was suffering. And oh, how he suffered from a demonic bondage. And as he was in the temple and Jesus was there too, this man must have had something that drew him to the Lord Jesus, but to such an extent that the demon in him feared and cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him. Now, in this sense, he wasn't rebuking the man, but the demon. And all he said was, "Be silent and come out of him." In other words, shut up and get out. And so too, the Lord Jesus has no time for the correct knowledge that demons might have. If you think of the incident where Paul was going with his team in a Gentile land, and a slave girl would run after them day by day, saying, "This man preaches the way of salvation. He teaches you the truth about Jesus who saves." Now, isn't that wonderful? Some of us might say, well, at least she tells the truth, and she's calling people to salvation. No, she's not. The demonic spirit, with the knowledge that they have, only detract from Jesus. They only distract, and they only cause themselves to get into the problem of Jesus getting involved with them. And all he can say to them is, "Shut up and get out. Remove yourself. I don't want you to speak, even if it's correct. Get out of this person."